ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا
كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون
طيب, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which we just spoke about. So just put one of your hands on that page and go back two pages. Go back to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, ayah 129. So Ibrahim alayhi salam requested four things. He said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. This is the first thing. This messenger has to be from amongst them. Not somebody who's come from outside. Somebody who's within them already. That's the first thing. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He will recite upon them your verses. That is the second thing. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. He will teach them the book and the wisdom, the Quran and the Sunnah. الْحِكْمَةَ هُنَا. It means the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the third thing. And the fourth thing is وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Correct? Now go back to the response. The response is this verse 151. Allah says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ. A messenger from amongst you. Was that from the request of Ibrahim? Yes. Has it been responded to? Yes. يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا. He will recite upon them. Allah saying our verses now, because Allah is responding. Was that from the request? Yes. Was that granted? Yes. وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ. And to purify them. Was that requested? Yes. Was that granted? Yes. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And he will teach them the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Was that requested? Yes. And that was that granted? Yes. Four things were requested and all four were granted. But what's the difference? The order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he responds to Ibrahim alayhi salam's request, but Allah changes the order. Allah says, we will send a messenger. We have accepted it. He will be from amongst them. He will recite our verses upon them. But instead of teaching them the Quran and the Sunnah first, he's going to purify them first. Then he will teach them the Quran and the Sunnah. That way, not your way. Because this is known as Al-Hikmatul Ilahiyya, divine wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if you teach them the Quran and the Sunnah, which is full of do this, don't do that, they won't accept it if they're not purified first. So they need to be purified and they need to work on their iman and their belief and their soul and strengthen that, and then they can accept the Quran and the Sunnah properly. Look at that. That's a big benefit. Even the Anbiya, they are not intact and in line with Allah's hikmah. Allah's hikmah is beyond and above everybody else's. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to Ibrahim alayhi salam.